Hello, I'm Christopher Badger.
And I'm Mark Davis.
We're barristers at Six Pump Court and would like to welcome you to the latest Environment Law News podcast, brought to you in association with LexisNexis. In this podcast, we look at the new Clean Air Strategy for 2019, hot topics in the relationship between investment treaties and environmental protection, and the UK's continued breach of the Urban Waste Water Treatment Directive. First, we look at the new Clean Air Strategy for 2019.
Yes, air quality has been a hot topic for some time now.
Absolutely. There have been 12 reported legal decisions on DEFRA's attempts to create a national strategy to demonstrate how the UK will comply with all EU and national standards on air quality, ranging from the High Court to the Supreme Court and the European Court of Justice, and dating back to 2011. This reflects pressure not only from NGOs such as Client Earth, but also the European Commission itself.
So, Chris, where does this latest strategy fit in?
Well, the strategy that's been produced is intended to complement the Clean Growth Strategy, published in October 2017, and the Industrial Strategy, published in November 2017, as well as being a key part of DEFRA's 25-year environment plan. The Clean Air Strategy essentially concentrates on the impacts on human health. It's 109 pages long. It sets out how the government intends to reduce fine particulate matter, ammonia, nitrogen oxides, sulfur dioxide, and what are known as non-methane volatile organic compounds by 2020 and by 2030. A new act on air quality will be brought forward in 2019.
Well, what's the perceived reason for the lack of improvement in air quality? And with this new strategy, are we turning a corner?
Well, the current legislative framework has not driven sufficient action at a local level. There are now likely to be new enforcement powers for local authorities. But the strategy itself doesn't commit the government to any particular course of action, but it does talk about options. These include requiring a local authority action plan, creating a lead authority, imposing requirements to tackle air pollution, and shifting the focus towards prevention.
Oh, very interesting. Did you know that the domestic use of coal and wood makes up 38% of primary emissions of fine particulate matter, as well as producing other pollutants?
The government is going to legislate to prohibit the sale of the most polluting fuels and proposes to promote the reduction of the use of non-methane volatile organic compounds in such household products as carpets, upholstery, paint, cleaning, fragrance, and personal care products.
Yes, and I note that coal-fired power stations will be phased out, as will oil and coal heating. And as for transport, further legislative controls are proposed affecting use of vehicles and mobile machinery and the activities of railways and ports. They will also come under scrutiny. Now, standards of control of industrial emissions will also continue to be tightened.
And did you know, Mark, that farming produces 88% of UK ammonia emissions from storage and spreading of manures and fertilisers? The government will enforce the adoption of low emission farming techniques and extend environmental permitting to the dairy and intensive beef sectors.
So, are we on the road to improvement?
The magnitude of the problems with air quality and recent legal enforcement measures have plainly driven and given a real sense of urgency to these wide-ranging proposals. The result should be a series of discrete and cumulative improvements, each of which might in less pressing times have been regarded as individually not worth doing, none of which might as a result have been done at all.
Sounds like plain sailing.
Well, it's ambitious, but do note that it is local authorities that are being tasked with a significant proportion of the legwork, and they are already missing deadlines. Coordinated and bold action is required to protect people's health wherever they live.